A terrorism trial involving a leftist rebel leader from Colombia ended with mixed results yesterday. The judge in Washington, D.C. ordered a mistrial after jurors couldn't decide whether Ricardo Palmera should be convicted of terrorism or hostage-taking. But they did find him guilty of one count, conspiring to hold three Americans hostage. Jurors got to hear firsthand what it's like to be a hostage of the rebel group known as the FARC. One man who recently escaped testified, and he also spoke with NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
John Pinchow is a slight young man with close-cropped hair. He stares intensely as he recounts his 8.5 years in captivity by the leftist guerrilla group known as the FARC. Pinchow says he was moved around a lot and had just about every imaginable disease in the Colombian jungle.
I have nightmares, tropical diseases, diarrhea. I have knee problems, skin problems, wounds. So many problems that I can't remember them all.
It was his contact with the three American captives that brought him to the attention of U.S. law enforcement officials.
They were being held in the same place where I was being held. They lived in stores, individual tents and hammocks. Mark liked to sleep in the bed. They taught us a little bit of English. They talked to us about their lives, their experiences, about their families and their jobs.
U.S. contractors Mark Gonsalve, Keith Stansel, and Thomas Howes were on an anti-drug mission when their plane crashed in Colombia more than 4 years ago. The former hostage, Pinchow, made a point of meeting with their families while in the U.S. For Gonsalve's mother, Jo Rosano, it was an emotional meeting late last week in Florida.
The minute we saw each other, we hugged each other, and that's what made me think that he must have been close to Mark.
Rosano, now home in Connecticut, says this is the first time she's heard how her son is doing, both physically and emotionally.
He reads the Bible on his free time. They get free time. I was concerned about where they bathe, and he said that the water is so clean that sometimes they don't want to go in it and get it dirty. I asked him, does Mark smile? And he says, yes. He jokes around a lot, talks about his childhood.
John Pinchow says the U.S. contractors have also picked up Spanish and are so fluent now that they correct the Colombians. It was that kind of personal story that reassured Rosano, and now she knows that her son is aware of her efforts to free him.
He said that every time I went to Colombia, they knew about it, and that there was an article with my picture on it, and Mark went around the camp saying, this is my mom, this is my mom. I asked John, do the FARC know me? He said, yes.
Gonsalve's mother worries that the conviction of the FARC leader known as Simon Trinidad could make it harder to win her son's release. She'd prefer a prisoner swap. Pinchow, who testified that he never saw Trinidad during his years in captivity, also favors a hostage swap, particularly after an incident last month. Colombia's president said the FARC killed 11 hostages in cold blood. The FARC claimed that they were killed in the crossfire after a military attack on its camp. Pinchow says time is running out.
The agreement should be made quickly. A lot of the comrades have died, some by illness, some we don't know how they died. It could be natural causes or accidents by the guerrillas or a falling tree or a snake bite. There's 1,000 ways to die in the jungle.
Few are as lucky as John Pinchow was. The 34-year-old policeman says he prepared for 1.5 years and waited for a dark and rainy night to make his dramatic dash to freedom. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.